Nolte, ABC's Matthew Dowd says running against Warren proves Bernie's sexist. By John Nolte on January 15, 2020. The act of running for president against Elizabeth Warren proves Bernie Sanders is sexist, so says ABC's far-left political analyst Matthew Dowd. We now know three things. 1. Warren is hoping to boost her waning poll numbers by taking out poor, old Bernie Sanders. The 287-year-old heart attack victim is enjoying a bit of a surge. Iowa is suffering a swoon. Iowa and New Hampshire are only weeks away. Bernie and Warren are splitting the crazy left vote that, if combined, could topple Brisma Joe Biden. So Warren made her move by leaking a story to far-left CNN about Bernie telling her a woman could never win the presidency. 2. Bernie cannot beat Trump. Warren probably can't, either. But because Warren is only a fake Indian and Bernie is a full-blown communist, she has the better shot, so. 3. Obamaland has ordered the media to take Bernie down. A political assassination CNN hoped to perform during Tuesday night's debate by lying. By falsely assuming as fact Senator Stalin did tell Pocahontas a woman cannot win the presidency. Now, as ham-handed as CNN's move was, Dowd's is a doozy. Dowd, who has already been exposed as a sexist himself, is hoping to float the narrative that Bernie's decision to run for president against Warren de facto proves Bernie's a sexist. Seriously, that is the level of commentary and deep think we are getting from our elite media these days. It is now sexist to compete with a girl for a job. Directly referencing Bernie, Dowd tweeted this out to the world Tuesday with a straight face. You know one clear way to demonstrate that you believe a woman can and should be president? Don't try to defeat a woman running for president. Are you kidding me? Nope, he was not kidding at all. If Dowd's original deep think wasn't bad enough all on its own, he doubled and tripled down on it when challenged. A woman took issue with this, saying, I'm not a Bernie supporter at all. But I think this Sanders and Warren controversy is completely overblown. Bernie is not a sexist. Here's Dowd's lunk-headed reply. What I find fascinating is that he keeps running for president. Another woman chimed in, if he feels he wants to run for president and there are women who oppose him, so be it. I don't think we should hold that against him. The sexist Dowd responded to this with the condescending assumption he needed to clarify his original point, as though a woman is just too stupid to understand what he meant. Point is, Dowd tweeted, if you really believe a woman can and should be president, then why are you trying to defeat a woman? We don't want woman prey just because she's a woman. We want diversity to be able to run and win on his or her own merits, she replied. And again, like she's a dolt who didn't understand his point on two occasions, Dowd repeated his condescending explanation. The point is, he barked at her, you can't say a progressive woman should be president and then you go about defeating progressive women for president. Well, gee, Matt the cuck, even though you're a sexist, you still like to pose as a male feminist, to pose as someone who wants to see women advance in the work world. Why are you standing in a woman's way? Let me put it this way. You know one clear way to demonstrate that you believe a woman can and should advance in media? Step down as ABC's political analyst, so a woman can have that job. Anyway, according to Dowd's feeble mind, Barack Obama is the biggest sexist of all. In 2008, it was Hillary Clinton's turn, and Obama just manspreaded her out of the picture. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.